but the number of bachelor's and first professional degrees has multiplied 11 times, and the number of doctor's degrees about 22 times. As you would expect, the most dramatic change has come in science and technology. 80 years ago, scientists and engineers were so little in demand that they were only 3% of our professional man. Today, they are more than 20%. 80 years ago, a scientist, engineer, or technician was only one worker in 1,100. Today, Jim, he is one in 60.
I'd like to ask Mr. Edens what this means here in Arizona.
Well, Haskell, Arizona is the fastest growing state in the nation in the past 10 years. Arizona is bursting with industrial expansion. With the Hughes plant in Tucson, the electric center at Fort Huachuca, Sperry Rand, General Electric, Motorola, Air Research, Goodyear, Reynolds Metals, and Sylvania, these industries need engineers.
Well, is Arizona turning out enough engineers?
No, we're not. The total production of engineers in this state last year was not enough to fill the needs of just one Phoenix industry.
Tom, what do you think the answer is?
Part of the answer was the establishment of a full college of engineering at Arizona State last September, and our new engineering school enrolled over 600 students on the first day it was open. They're studying 5 different engineering fields, and this is good.
Tom, I noticed you said this was only a partial answer.
Yes, Haskell, because these new Arizona industries tell us they need graduate engineering at Arizona as well. A master's degree in engineering and a doctor's degree. This is important because engineers recruited by these companies come into Arizona nearly always want to do graduate work to advance themselves.
Well now, Tom, how good is the engineering, the undergraduate engineering, that's now offered by Arizona State at Tempe?
Well, Jim, it was established on the basis of the latest evaluation of engineering education by the American Society of Engineers, and we are confident that it will be accredited fully as soon as we have graduated the first class. Not only that, but the personnel brought into the state by our industries include engineers and men with doctor's degrees who might serve as a nucleus for a graduate engineering faculty second to none in the United States.
How does this tie in with university status at Tempe and our hopes to be called a university?
Well, Haskell, Arizona State at Tempe is a university already. It has 4 colleges, professional degrees, a doctor's degree, increasing research activity, and it is listed by the American Council on Education and the United States Office of Education as a university. It should be called a university because that's what it is. And students doing work deserve a university degree. If it is called Arizona State University, it will make it easier to recruit new engineering faculty and other faculty and will add prestige to the state and make Arizona State's job easier and more effective as we do our part to meet the need for educated talent we have been talking about.
Well, Tom, we hear a lot of talk by people who take a great interest in this problem of developing Arizona's higher education. A lot of talk about this will hurt some other institution. Do you think that this development here at Tempe is going to harm any other state institution?
Definitely not, Jim. I can't understand why there has been any objections, particularly from the University of Arizona at Tucson. Unlike some of the other friends of the University at Tucson, we believe it can stand and grow and develop on its own merit. We believe it does not need to thwart another institution in order to thrive. Whenever the program of Arizona State at Tempe is expanded, it doesn't take away anything from the University at Tucson or Arizona State at Flagstaff. Success is not divisible. You can't have success one place in Arizona without the whole state benefiting, and you can't have weakness one place without hurting the whole state.
Tom, as our alumni president pointed out a while ago, you are a graduate of both Arizona State at Tempe and the University at Tucson. Do you feel that this gives you a pretty objective feeling about them?
Yes, Jim. I'm very proud that I am a native of Arizona, too, and I have a degree from Arizona State of Tempe, and very proud that I have Arizona at Tucson. And I wouldn't want to do anything to hurt either one of these schools. I want to see both of these schools increase. I want to see them have a better curriculum, higher standards, and I also would like to include, I would like to see Arizona State at Flagstaff be a better college and a better school of higher education. Our point is, Arizona needs all three institutions, one at Tucson, one at Tempe, and one at Flagstaff. And in a few years, Arizona may need even more. Enrollments are going to triple in Arizona by 1970. On our campus at Tempe alone, our registrar conservatively expects over 15,000 students by 1960. We believe Arizona State at Tempe, called a university, can meet that responsibility better. And we believe in the steady and progressive development of a unified program of university education that will meet the needs of the people of Arizona economically, efficiently, and effectively through a multiple campus university system.
Thank you very much, Tom Edens, Jr. of Phoenix, for this review of your very fine address titled Arizona's Part in Brain Power for Survival. And I remind our listeners that they can have a copy simply by dropping a postcard to the alumni office at Arizona State. And thank you also, Haskell Henshaw, our alumni president, for being with us tonight. Arizona Statesman is a transcribed Arizona State radio production directed by Jim Loper. Our engineer today, Lynn Dreyer. And until next week, this is Jim Creisman saying goodbye for the Arizona Statesman on the air. This is the Arizona Network.